I'm sat with Deb, Kirsty and Ange, who are from the St. Dahl's Community Action Group, which was set up last year. They're a really interesting group. I think lots of people could learn a lot about why they set this kind of group up and the things they achieved, because it's done a lot of good things in Cwmbran. So can one of you tell me why you set the group up?
We set the group up so that residents in St. Dahl's can take ownership of St. Dahl's, reclaim back some of the green areas that have gone to waste, and try and improve the general closeness of the whole community, so that hopefully we'll do something for everybody.
Is it a good community to live in?
Yeah, it's okay. It's getting there. You know, like all communities, we have our problems, but we have our good side also. You know, we do have a lot of, still have a lot of old-fashioned values where neighbour knows neighbour and keep an eye on each other.
That's one of the things I love about Cwmbran. You know, I know a lot of my neighbours, and it really sort of pulls things together. What since the group has been set up, what kind of things have you been doing?
Oh, we've been doing litter picks. We've had residents' Christmas party. We've had a poop highlighting event.
That sounds really interesting. I'll stop you there. What's a poop highlighting event?
We just went around the area and we sprayed all the poop yellow so that you could see exactly how much dog waste was around the area, where the problem area was, and that sort of thing.
And make dog owners think twice.
Make dog owners think twice about, you know, what they're doing, because there was an awful lot of it. it was surprising how much poop dog waste there was around the area. So there's obviously a lot of owners not picking up and taking responsibility. And the event was to highlight that. We've also had, I can't think now. We've done so much. Like I said, we've been working on cleaning the green area down on Endless Way to try and discourage fly tipping and try and get that look nice. Lots of different things. Always busy.
What are your plans for the future?
Well, we got an event in April coming up. You know, that's sort of our spring into action. This is our welcome. You know, this is who we are. We're St. Dahl's Community Action Group. This is the many different organisations that we work with. CoStar, Communities First, Bronavon, Torvine. So that's our next big one. And it's to bring all the organisations together so people can get their own advice, see what's out there, see what they can do, and get involved in the community,
Where's that taking place?
That's taking place on the 24th of April, and that's on the green area, Blenheim Road, opposite Blenheim Close Flats.
Is it all day?
No, it's 12:30 till 3:30, and we're going to have a bin awareness there and everything, so people know what they can and can't recycle. And we're going to be helping people decorate their bins as well there, so that, because there's a £20 charge for the bins now. As well as lots of fun things for kids, adults, and people of all ages to do. We've got a nature hunt, refreshment store, we've got Torvine Play coming, loads of people coming and supporting the group, so good things.
Sounds like there's loads of things going on. In Cwmbran there's lots of communities, you might be listening to this, what would be your advice to anyone who thought, I could do the same as that?
Just get together with like-minded people and go for it. If you want to get a community group together, there's lots and lots of help and advice for people out there on setting up their own community groups. And they don't have to be the biggest groups in the world. We're only a very small group, but we've got a really solid core, and a really good group of members. So, You know, it doesn't matter how big you are, as long as you've got values and aims and a commitment to do it.
And if someone who lives in St. Dalles hasn't heard of you, which is probably quite unlikely, what would they do to join or come along to the next meeting? Or
no, they can contact us at our email address, which is stdalles.group@sky.com. And they can drop us a line and then somebody will get back to them. Or, yeah, they can come to the next meeting, which is the first Tuesday of every month at the power station, 6 till 7:30 p.m. And the next meeting is the 6th of May, I believe. Great. So, yeah, come along, drop us a line. They may even see us walking around the estate because we do estate inspections to, try and... So that people can approach us, and if they see us walking around, just come up and talk to us, and we'll give them all the information they need. So
I think the event in a couple of weeks is the one to go along to, isn't it? 24th of April.
24th of April, 2:30 till 3:30 at the bottom end of Dowlas Brook, which is on the green area, Blenheim Road, opposite Blenheim Close Flats.
Great. I hope it goes well.
Thank you.